Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Good morning, rise and shine. You're all with this due time with Pastor Steph. How are you today? That's what I like to hear, for this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, where were you yesterday? Oh, that's right. Yesterday was Let's Talk About It Tuesday, Church Folk Day. And we had our Pastor Charlene and our Minister AJ in the house, and they held it down for our Pastor Ed, who's still doing his family time. And we had it was a smoking conversation. Yes, we talked about, you know, the signs, the warning signs that you are drifting from God. But before I go into that recap, I just want to say that we did 10 warning signs that you need to take your pet to the veterinarian. So if you have a pet, you may want to, you know, go back and listen to that episode, because, you know, you just may have missed some of the signs and you didn't really know that those things were important. So, you know, I don't want you to overlook some important things that go on with your doggy dog. So now, back to the other conversation. We talked about the warning signs that you're drifting from God. And oh my goodness, we started off with pride. Yes, you know, pride comes before the fall. That's what they say. That's what the Bible says. And, you know, it's a reality. You know, when you don't want to hear anything, when you don't want, nobody can tell you nothing and all of that kind of good stuff. Yes. I don't understand. You know, we get to the point where we just don't want to hear anything. We just don't want to hear anybody. And we've talked about that here on this due time with Pastor Steph. We've talked about, you know, when you've gotten to the point where not even your leader can't tell you anything. Oh, you know you got it bad. Yes, it's called that nasty pride. And, you know, I just want to clue you in on this one. God says that he hates pride. Yep. That's in one of those 7 things that God hates. So if you got that pride thing going on, then, baby, I gotta tell you, when you think you're better than people, when you think you're better than, when you don't think that you have to go through, or, yeah, it gets pretty nasty. It gets pretty nasty. Oh, we talked about refraining from going to church. What's going on with your church attendance? Huh? Well, yeah, that's one other way it shows that you are drifting from God. You know, a lot of people, especially right before the pandemic, I noticed that people just stopped going to church. Yeah, they didn't think, and they are very vocal about this thing. You know, they don't hold it. They're very vocal about the fact that they don't feel that it's important enough to go to church anymore. And I don't know if you really want to go there. I don't know if you really want to go there, because I'm telling you, it's something that is really, really nasty. You know, we slid into, hey, you know, you don't go to church, and then, you know, you don't surround yourself with the things of God or the people of God. Well, listen, if you don't want to go to church, you surely ain't going to want to do some things or be around some people who are going to remind you of what it is that you're supposed to be doing. Come on now, people. So believe me, when you, excuse me, stop going to church, and when you stop being around people of God and things of God, yeah, that's a sign right there that you are drifting from church. And having that particular, bringing up that topic, we brought up another topic. Oh, yeah, another, you know, with the due time crew. All you need is just a little segue, and you'll get it. You'll get a new thing dropping down. And we talked about, you know, can you really, you know, walking away from God, turning away from God. You know, there are people that we've seen that have flipped, and, you know, they were staunch churchgoers, and, you know, they could give you the Bible scriptures, and you know, they could sing the hymns and all the songs, and every time you walked around them, it was about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And then, all of a sudden, one day, you look around and you're like, oh, you at the club? You just came from the club? You're drinking? Oh, boy. And they have this long excuse and explanation as to why they're not in the Lord anymore. And, you know, it begs to wonder, hey, well, were you really in the Lord in the first place? Well, that sparked a wonderful, wonderful and real conversation yesterday. Yep. We really, really, really got into one good conversation. And, you know, I told a story of a conversation that I had, and, you know, what I thought, and Mr. AJ put out there what he thought, and Pastor Shawna put out there what she thought, and, hey, what do you think? What do you think? Now, we're going to continue this conversation next week, God spares, yeah, because you can't wrap that thing up. That kind of came at the end of the show. So, I don't think we were able to really get our foot into it. But I tell you, it made for a really, really, really good conversation. Okay, so we want to make sure that, you know, we stay tuned and we listen, because I'm telling you, just want to tell you, tell a friend, because they could be going through some stuff secretly that you don't even know. Yes, when people are drifting from God, that ain't no common knowledge all the time. Yeah, you know, it starts internally. I've watched it happen. Yes, it starts internally, and then it works its way into something visible, you know, once it hits that external. You know, you can't hide that stuff no more. And you might be shouting the Lord, and you might be doing the Lord's dance, but is that really the Lord is the question. Well, like I said, tune in next Tuesday, God spares, as we talk about it. And we have our church folks segment. So, you know, you can be a part of the conversation, okay? All right. Well, today is Wow Wednesday, and we are going to have one good time. You know how it goes down over here on a due time on Wednesdays. It is power packed. Yeah, we don't have any time to do anything extra, just getting through the stuff that, you know, that we normally get through. Yeah. So, are you ready? I sure hope you are, because I am, and I know our girlfriend Viv is waiting for us to give her an opportunity to get to that socially conscious segment and tell us all about this crazy world. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to give you an opportunity first to get that healthy breakfast. Remember those two cans of sardines? Did you get it? It's already Wednesday. It's already Wednesday. All you need is two cans per week. And if you need to know why, you need to go back to Monday's conversation, our news, and let us, you know, let us tell you why you need two cans of sardines per week. So, go get that healthy breakfast. Go tell that friend. Let the world know that it's due time with Pastor Steph is on. And why you listen? Yes, you know, you always tuned in. Well, you tuned in for a reason. All right, so text a friend. Call a friend. Let them know what's going on, okay? Clue them in on the good stuff. See, they didn't already miss Monday. Oh, with the relationship woes. They missed Tuesday with the drifting away from God conversation. Already they've missed 2 days possibly of some real good conversation. So make sure you, you know, hit them up, okay? We'll be right back.
Come on, it's not that hard.
My big man fingers are having a problem with these little tiny buttons.
Whoa, watch it there. Your blood pressure's gonna go through the roof.
Tell me about it. I'm trying to learn how to get it down. Instead, it keeps going up.
High blood pressure can increase the risk for heart attack or stroke. Learn how to keep yours at a healthy range.
Ever hear a voice command? Just say text barbershop to 97779.
That's not what I said.
Just give me that. Now my blood pressure's up.
Oof.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Welcome to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph on this Wow Wednesday. Oh, how have you been? Oh, we're already at the middle of the week. Man, time has surely flown on by, and we're so grateful to God that He has, you know, taking us and brought us through this week. You know, it can be some difficult time now. Okay, so we want to make sure that we do what we need to do to be healthy and to be fine, and you know, make sure we stay safe with all our power. Okay, so thank you so much for joining us this morning. Let me let you get to our girl Vivian. Good morning, Vivian.
Good morning. Happy Wow Wednesday. How are you, Pastor Steph?
I am well, thanks, Viv. I'm well, thank you. Oh, so how are you doing?
I am well. I'm well, thank you. I'm still on a high that we are in our second season of It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know, Viv, already. You know, that was a quick year, and, you know, for anybody who missed the anniversary segment you need to convince them to go back and listen.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. What you got for us today?
All right. Today on Socially Conscious, we have those COVID numbers. Top five states and territories with the highest COVID cases in the last 7 days are: number one is Florida with 21,907 cases in the last 7 days. That's a decrease of over 4,000 cases since last week. Number two is Texas with 13,484 cases. That's a decrease of over 2,000 cases since last week's report. Number three is Pennsylvania with 12,579 cases. That is a decrease of over 4,000 cases since last week. Number four is Illinois with 11,301 cases in the last 7 days. That's a decrease of over 3,000 cases. And number five is California with 10,364 cases. That's a decrease of over 13,000 cases since California was in the top five back on March 16th. And lastly, for good measure, Michigan, which was in our top five for the last 3 weeks, saw a decrease of almost 11,000 cases. So they went from 19,003 cases to 8,111 cases. So these are really good numbers. And today makes the fourth week in a row that I've been able to report only decreases in our numbers when discussing the top five states and territories. So this is really good news. Things are looking very promising. In other COVID news, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said on Thursday that fully vaccinated people do not have to cover their faces indoors anymore. So that brings stores like Target, CVS, Starbucks, and other retailers to ease their mask mandates for fully vaccinated customers. So we have stores like, again, Target, CVS, Starbucks, Chipotle, Costco, Walmart, Trader Joe's, and a bunch of other stores that are changing their policies to allow people who are fully vaccinated to come inside of their store without their mask on. And we already know that the CDC has granted people, fully vaccinated people, to walk around outside without their mask on. So it would appear that they're allowing more freedom for people who are fully vaccinated, which I guess would mean that you would have to walk around with your proof of, you know, whatever they give you when you get your two shots. You have to walk around with that to be able to prove that, because I'm not sure how they're going to be able to tell one person from another. Like I said a while ago, we can all just lie and say, like, oh, yeah, I've been vaccinated, when we haven't. They're also offering people who have been vaccinated a $5 gift card at Target if you get vaccinated in their pharmacies. So they're really putting out some incentives for people to get vaccinated. I don't know if it's just me, but that's kind of suspect. Why are they pushing so hard? But that's just me. In other news, we have a man in Texas who has been arrested for shooting and killing police officers. Jeffrey Nicholas, who is 28, opened fire on officers Jones and Leonard after they made contact with him while responding to a dog complaint. So reports say that the officers were called to the neighborhood because there were six vicious dogs that were terrorizing the neighborhood. They found some dogs in Mr. Nicholas's yard and went to, you know, retrieve those dogs, and Mr. Jeffrey Nicholas told the officers that they were not allowed on his property and said that if they came, that he would shoot them. So they didn't listen, and he did exactly what he said he was going to do, and he started shooting, and he shot the two officers, and he killed them. We also have an update on the Andrew Brown Jr. case. To review, Mr. Brown was shot and killed while attempting to flee from officers who were attempting to arrest him due to felony drug charges on April 21st in Elizabeth City. Reports say that officers were justified in fatally shooting Mr. Brown and acted in accordance to their training, according to District Attorney Andrew Wimble. It has been determined that no officers will be criminally charged. It was also determined that the officers had reason to believe their lives were in danger because Mr. Brown could have used his vehicle as a deadly weapon. So again, none of the officers involved in the shooting will be charged criminally or otherwise because they were justified for their actions. And now for our wild story of the week. A mother in Ohio lied to and used her daughter to receive money, trips, and housing from friends, family, and strangers. The daughter has not been named because of her age. She was then 10 years old. She has been now taken from her mother and placed in temporary custody. Reports say that the mother lied and said that her daughter's central nervous system was failing and that her brain was slowly shutting down. She even went as far as to put the young girl in counseling to help, quote, deal with her own death, which she has been going to for the past 3 years. This lady told the counselor that who was leaving for maternity leave that the girl probably wouldn't be alive when the lady returned. A GoFundMe page for the girl was able to raise over $4,000. So this lady thought that she was covering all her tracks. She even went as far again as to have the little girl believe that she was dying for the past at least 3 years. We don't know exactly how long this has been going on, because we do know that she was in counseling for 3 years, but this could have been going on for much longer. So can you imagine being, 10 years old at the time and being told by your mother that you were dying to live your life for that long, believing that you were dying, and now to be told that your mother lied to you and that you were perfectly healthy, all to get money? But this has been Vivian with the Socially Conscious, giving you the news that we're following. And remember, if you have any wild stories you'd like to submit, feel free to direct message me on Facebook. My username there is Vivian BM, and come back every Wednesday to find out if your story has been chosen. Thank you to all of our loyal listeners, and thank you, Pastor Steph.
Well, thank you, Vivian. All right, so, excuse me, I gotta make sure I get a couple of these stories together, because I think I kind of blinked twice and missed some things. So our COVID numbers have been down for 4 weeks. We should have our church bell.
Yes.
We should have our church bell.
Right.
We should have our church bell. Thank God we have it down. And you know, maybe it is due to the vaccination of, you know, some people and things like that. You know, maybe this is contributing to, you know, the slowing down of, you know, people getting ill. Okay, so that's great. Now, I did see that we no longer have to wear, you know, masks at all now if we are vaccinated. But I just want to say to you, you know, because you said it a couple of times and you said it here this morning, that the cops, I saw an article where the cops stopped a woman for some reason in her car. I don't know what happened. Excuse me. But when they went through some credentials, for some reason, it found out she had a fake vaccination card. Now, I don't know how they were able to declare that this card was not valid, but, oh, yeah, as Brother Al would say, it was fake. And, you know, that brings me to the next conversation. You know, now that all of these places are easing up, you know, and you don't have to wear your mask anymore. Well, first of all, you can't go around carding people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go around asking people, you know, have you been vaccinated and can I see some proof? No, unfortunately, mm-hmm. you're going to have to take, and we've had this conversation before, you're going to have to take their word for it. But, you know, now we're having this conversation post the decision that, and we knew this day was coming. We knew this day was coming. Mm-hmm. And, so, yes, people, you know, my suggestion is keep your mask on. Because everybody who ain't got no mask on ain't going to be vaccinated individuals. What you think, Viv?
I agree. We already dealt with the anti-maskers, you know, when all this first started, and even still today, people who want to walk inside the stores or walk around without their mask, and they're fighting because it's unconstitutional for you to force me to wear a mask. So what you think is going to happen now that you're asking people to prove that they've been vaccinated or not? It's going to be an even worse fight.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I do know of a person who, from the time we've had to put on the masks, you know, he says that, you know, he is in this class where he does not have to. Like you said, his constitutional rights, he's a Moor and all this other kind of stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he has not had a mask on. And I was walking into the supermarket, and I saw the sign that said, you know, please make sure you have your face covering, blah, 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 blah. And I thought about him, and I'm like, he would purposely, like, go into places, almost like waiting for them to say, you know, you got to wear your mask. And, you know, so he could say, you know, I don't have to. So like you said, now you're dealing with these individuals as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not going to have these masks on. So if you're not vaccinated, and I, for one, have chosen not to be vaccinated, I'm not taking off my mask even if I was. I ain't lying. I just, you know what? It's just, you know, I don't understand, Vivi. Help me out. Help me out. Let's talk about this for a minute. We got a couple minutes. Help me out here. What? Why is it so difficult just to wear the mask? I don't understand. What is going on with people? Huh?
I think people just like to have a reason to fight. I really do. Because how hard is it for you to just walk into the store? Like, how long are you going to be in that store? You're not working there. You're not there for an eight-hour shift or something like that. You're in and out. How hard is it for you to just put the mask on, get what you got to get, and go about your business? I really do think that people just like to fight.
And you know what? It's probably, you're probably hitting on something. You know, you just have those, like I said, about the gentleman I know. You know, it's just like he's waiting. You know, I just wish somebody would walk up to me. You know, they're just walking around waiting for a fight. And, you know, at the end of the day, it is just so not worth it with all of the, you know, the deaths and the illnesses. And, you know, we just, you know, saw of a gentleman, a pastor, who struggled. You know, he was hit with the COVID virus. And, you know, a man is gone now. His whole, you know, now he has a wife. He had a wife and three children, three young children, and he's not here because of COVID. And how many thousands, you know, a half a million people lost their lives because of this here. And, you know, what is it just to do the right thing or just to be compliant? And, you know, it's
right.
Funny because not only that, but I noticed there were some people, Viv, who just like, they don't want to follow rules. It is just rules.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to follow no rules. I don't want to be told what to do. I'm too old. No. So I don't know, Viv. I don't know. excuse me, your guy who killed the cops for stepping on his property for his dogs. What is it with the dogs lately? Vivian, I just can't. I can't. everything is like, I got to talk to my ladies about this today because maybe they can help us out here. What is the issue with people? Again, there's no compliance, you know, desire, and everything, they have a right, and you're going to kill two people who stepped on your property about your dogs.
Well, and we don't even know if it was his dog, because the article doesn't say whether the dogs belong to him or
really?
Not. It just said that the dogs happened to be in his yard. Like, the dogs were just roaming around the neighborhood terrorizing people. So we don't know where these dogs came from or if they belong to him. He just didn't want those cops on his property for whatever the reason was. He decided he was going to shoot them.
Wow. Wow, I didn't even realize that they weren't his dogs. Wow. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, so here the wow news. Really, Viv? Really? You really gonna make your baby think that she's dying so you could be on the come up? How long is the money gonna last, Vivian?
Right, right.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, girl. I tell you, you've been studying since last Wednesday, huh? You've been digging since last Wednesday to find us this crazy news, because this is just out of control. Let's just call it out of control day. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for just letting me rant and rave. You know how we do on Wednesday. See, that's what I tell people. You got to come on Wild Wednesday. Thank you so much, Viv, for your socially conscious news. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful and blessed day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, man. This is crazy this morning. How are we even going to get to our real conversation? Because, you know, on Mondays and things like that, you know, we could slip by. We always end up on the news, and we never even get to our conversation that's designated for the day. So let's not waste or utilize any more time. Let's say good morning to our ladies. Let's say good morning to Elder Natisha Moore. Good morning, Elder Natisha.
Good morning, my love. How are you?
I am well, thank you. I'm well. I wish I could have been vacationing with you last week. How was it?
Oh, my gosh. It was beautiful. I had a great time.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank God for safe travels and, you know, you having a great time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We missed you last week.
I know. I miss y'all, too. I was in the airport and traveling from Florida to Arizona.
All righty, all righty. Well, last week, I just want to fill you in. Pastor Kim was not, you know, well. She was recovering from her procedure. And girl, guess who held it down over here for the ladies?
Tamika had to hold it down?
Tamika can't hold down by herself with me, because Tamika be talking by herself. Shantice. Tamika and Shantice. So you know how diverse those two personalities are. So, girl, it made up for some kind of conversation. It was really good.
Awesome.
So God always sends us a little ram in the bush, and we're glad you're back. And so let's talk about this stuff here. You know, let's talk about this stuff here. Well, you know what? Being that I'm going to talk about this stuff to everybody, why don't we just hold on? Why don't we just hold on? Okay. Hold that thought, Elder Natisha. Hold that thought. Where my girl, Lady Tamika, at? Lady Tamika, good morning. Good morning to you. How are you today?
Good AM. I'm still kind of recuperating from traveling. But I am well. A little tired still, ironically. We've been running, but, you know, glad to be back home. Really glad to be back home.
Very good, very good. Well, we missed you on Monday, and thank God for safe travels, and thank God for the commemorative experience. And we're so happy to have you with us this morning. We're so happy to have you with us this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Wonderful to be back. Thank you.
All right. And last but definitely not least, we have our Pastor Kim. Good morning, Pastor Kim.
Good morning. Good morning, and praise the Lord, everybody.
Good morning. How are you? How are you? You're recovering. We hope that you're doing well. How you doing over there in Michigan?
I am doing okay. I am just trusting the process and taking it one day at a time and trying not to move too fast, but all is well. All is well.
Very good. Very good. Very good. So happy to have you with us. We missed you last week, and I know you heard Lady Tamika and Shantice held it down over here. Yeah. I was just a bystander. You know, I don't do much. They did a fantastic job, and we're so glad that God was, you know, he filled in the blanks very well. We missed you all, but we got through. So, ladies, listen, Vivian then loaded me up today, and I got to have this conversation, and maybe we'll have some time for our other conversation, but you know how you always have to indulge me. We're talking about now that we don't have to have these masks on. You know, now it's a new thing. You know, before we were talking about it, you know, they don't have to have it on outside. But now, vaccinated, you don't have to have it on at all. What's your thought, Elder Natisha? Excuse me.
I mean, well, if I'm completely honest, I hate the mask. I just, I hate everything about it. Maybe it's because I have one lung. I don't know, but I hate the mask. I can't breathe in it. I am, you know, happy that we're going to be able to take those off. Of course, not to the point of jeopardizing other people and causing a resurgence of COVID or anything like that. I think if we are able to progress in a healthy and responsible way, if we could, you know, be civilized and caring for one another, then perhaps, you know, this is a good thing. But I know we don't live in that kind of world.
Oh, man, you know you're going to have your peoples out there talking about, I'm glad I don't have to wear it, and they not going to be vaccinated. And, man, like you said, you know, in a perfect world, it would be like that. But, you know, if I had one lung, Elder Natisha, I might think a little differently, too. I might hate it even more. I mean, it's not comfortable.
Right.
It's not comfortable. I can't wait to, you know, get home. I generally don't even take it off if I'm outside. You know, some people go inside, they put it on, they come out, they take it off. I don't even do that. I just wait all the way till I come home. Which one are you? What do you do?
Oh, no. The moment I get back into my car, I take that thing off. I hate it.
Well, in the car, yes. In the car, yes. But not, like, you know how you go from, like, store to store, you're walking or whatever? Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no,
so
I have
it
on.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I
keep it on.
Okay, I'm with you. You know, getting in the car is something different, but as long as I'm outside, from the moment I get outside, I got it on. So I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. It's uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. You know, you feel it's your face. I went to a, where was I? I think I went to the clinic, to the doctor's visit one day, and I felt so bad. You could see all the imprint of their mask wearing on their faces. I'm like, oh my gosh, these people, do they suffer or what? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
People are starting to develop acne and stuff like that. It's crazy.
Well, when you left to your own body fluids, I guess so. Girl, we don't know what in the world is going on. Ooh, that's a scary thought. Lady Tamika, what's your thought? Now it went from just being outside to, hey, as long as I'm vaccinated, I ain't got to wear nothing. What do you think? How do you think this is going to fare going forward?
I personally don't, nobody is really comfortable with the mask, period, you know. And if you ever questioned it, you know, just look around. You see people, you know, it's automatically, as soon as they walk out, the mask is underneath their nose. They don't have it properly. And then, you know, I saw a friend of mine I hadn't seen in a while. Not a friend, but more like an associate. And I hadn't seen him in a while. And I was like, hey, how you doing? I'm talking with the mask. And as soon as he started talking, of course, he pulls the mask down over his nose and mouth. And I'm just like, okay, what was the purpose for the mask, you know? And I'm just, you know, people are definitely not, clearly not comfortable with it. And I get it. You know, I understand. But when I leave the house, the first thing I do is put it on. And like you, I don't put it back. I don't take it back off until I get home. Now, I'll be honest, I'm a runner. So when I get up in the morning, you know, I'll start off with a walk and the mask is on my face, but it's not possible to breathe. I've seen a couple of people do it, but it takes a whole lot. I can't breathe, you know, so that's the only time that you'll see me without the mask. But you know, just, you know, we've had to deal with people who decide, okay, I just don't want to wear a mask. There's nothing, you know, you haven't been vaccinated. You haven't even attempted. You just feel like, okay, it's a violation of my rights and you can't make me. And, you know, we see them everywhere. You know, if you're a New Yorker, you see them on the subways and they're the first people that stand right over you. So, you know, you almost can't avoid it. The only way that you can avoid it is staying in your home and, you know, or put yourself in a bubble. You know, it's just it's just not humanly possible.
No. You know, and speaking of the running, I've been trying to figure out, how do you go to the gym, run, and all this stuff with these masks on? I'm like, yo, I could not breathe either if I had to do, listen, we barely doing it when we just walking. But I'm like, how do people manage to go to the gym? Oh, man.
I canceled my membership because I said, you know, just looking at the dynamics of the gym, people are very nasty, you know, in nature. You work out and you're only concerned about you. You work out, you sweat, you get on the bench or whatever it is that you use. You don't wipe it down. You go to something else. You do the same thing and the cycle over and over. And then I come behind you and I'm looking at the seat and it's drenched. It's not like it's a little sparkle, you know. I mean, it's literally like I could take a shower in what you left on the seat.
Oh, come on, Tamika.
Yeah. No, I'm not joking. It's just that bad. You know, sometimes it has its own aroma, and I'm like, okay, I got to deal with that.
Come
you know, I got to breathe
on,
in your
Tamika.
Farm.
We're
going to
put
sorry.
Your mic on mute.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
This is a real true saga. This is Jim Sagas.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, you know, and to think that all of those things are going down, that just goes to show you how unhealthy these environments are. And, you know, I remember when right before the pandemic, I was going to Blink with a neighbor, and it was a requirement that when you got up, you had to wipe it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would see some people still, you know, get. Yeah, you have to. And you would see some people even before you start, we would go get, you know, the wipes and wipe it down. You know, so, yeah, and but I didn't witness anything that you just got finished describing. Thank you, God, because I would have had to give up the gym membership. What about you, Elder Natisha?
I had to let my gym membership go, too, for that same type of reason. I was like, this is just, I feel like grounds for
Round zero. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness gracious. Good morning again, Pastor Kim. We ain't left you out the conversation. You know, what do you think about this now? It's coming from Michigan, who has been on the list, that COVID list, that those with those high numbers. What do you think about the fact that now they are allowing people to take it off as long as you're vaccinated?
I think it's a wonderful thing, you know, that you can get some relief from the mask, you know, because this has been, you know, we're talking about 2 years of this. And so to finally be able to come into some form of normalcy of life, you know, being able to come out of the mask, you know, to a certain degree. You know, because me and my husband both have been vaccinated, but we still, like when we're in public places, like when we went to Walmart, we still wore our masks. You know, we still, you know, I think because the mask has become almost like a part of your
uniform.
Mm-hmm. You know, so when you get dressed, it's a part of, you know, let me make sure I got my mask in my pocket. Let me make sure I got one in the car. Let me make sure, you know, I don't forget my mask. You know, you get up, if you get out and get too comfortable and forget it, it's like, oh, shoot, I forgot my mask. And you're running back to get it, you know, because, you know, that's where we are right now. But as far as the whole overall mask thing, you know, it just really showed, it has showed me just how and where the world is. you know, as far as just being a stiff-necked generation of people, rebellious, disobedient. You know, this is what you see because people just still want to do what they want to do, you know.
Yeah.
And it seemed to me as though, and I could be wrong, it almost seems like they're trying to get some world order, you know, and trying to get some world order and having us wearing the mask, keeping the people in the houses, you know, just a lot of different things, the vaccinating. All of this stuff is like, it's, you know, trying to get some kind of sense of world order in the world. And so what? People, you always are going to have, it's been this way since the beginning of time, where the world has just been rebellious, you know, disobedient, you know, it's from Genesis, you know, we're going to do what we want to do. Don't eat from the tree. What they do, eat from it. Anyway, you know what I mean? And so it's like, Lord, help us. You know, help us. You know,
well,
we
listen.
Have to obey the lands of the law.
And you're absolutely right, and that's just something that people just don't want to do. It, no matter how slight the law is, or no matter how, you know, much it takes to get this done, people just always going, you're going to have those people that just rub up against the opposite side of the tree.
Yep.
You know, I want to talk about this vaccination thing. What made you get vaccinated? What made you make the decision to go ahead and get vaccinated?
I got vaccinated because I felt like, okay, for one, you know, my husband got it, and then he was encouraging me to get it. And then, you know, because my mom, you know, because I take care of her, because I work with children. And once my mother got it, and, you know, I said, oh, mom didn't got it. She ain't had no problems with it. I was like, okay, that gave me a sense of reassurance. And so mom got it, husband got it. You know, I work in the school system. I'm doing ministry, still doing funerals and stuff. Been blessed not to get COVID and didn't want to get it. So I said, you know what? You know, I prayed about it and I, you know, just had to seek the Lord and what I needed to do. And once I got that level of comfort to go forth to do it, I just went on ahead and I felt like, you know, especially working in the school, and I knew that it was just a matter of time that it was going to be stipulations on everything. You know, you got to have a vaccination to travel. You got to have a vaccination to come to work. And then on top of everything else, they gave us $500 for getting the vaccination. So I was
Girl,
real thankful that
wait.
That's
Pastor
right.
Kim, how you find a blessing in getting vaccinated? Yo, what is that?
Yeah.
They were giving
okay.
it where? Can I come to Michigan and get my $500 blessing? Because it sure ain't
yeah.
going down like that over here in New York. Wow.
Yes, ma'am. They sure did. You got
wow.
500 hot ones. You got both vaccinations. Yes, ma'am.
She said
sure
500
did.
Hot ones, Elder Natisha.
Five
hot ones.
You're gonna be mad.
I
got mine and getting nothing.
Well, I was just kidding.
Yeah,
and then I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you, what did you get vaccinated? And you said yes. And so what made mm-hmm. you make the decision to get the vaccination?
Well, I'm considered high risk. So my doctors were really, really on top of me to make sure that I got the vaccination.
Okay. And with all of that, not a 500 hot one, huh?
I ain't getting nothing. They gave me water and some dry cookies.
We need to relocate because, I mean, 500 hot ones versus water and dry cookies, I think that's enough to make me want to pack up for a minute and shift gears.
Right.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And I wanted to have this conversation from before, and it just hasn't come up because our listeners – you know, maybe they need some incentive. Maybe they need it. Okay, so I'm coming back around because I want to ask another thing. Well, you know what? Let me just ask you. Did you suffer any, you know, physical experience when you
reaction.
Did get it? I know everybody's different, but did you mm-hmm. experience anything?
Yes, I did. With the first shot, I had like a 24-hour fever and chills.
maybe not even 24 hours, maybe more like 12 hours because it was overnight. That next morning, though, I woke up and I was ready to run a marathon. Like, I was completely fine.
Wow.
And then the second shot, I just had like a mild headache with the second shot. I was good.
Wow. You're the second person to tell me that the first 24 hours was like rough, but after that it was just some level of like a burst of energy, or it was like, wow, ooh, I could feel like this type of thing. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. And which one did you get? Can you say?
Moderna.
Okay, Moderna. Okay. Thank you for sharing. Okay, so if you had to, here's your PSA for getting vaccinated. What would you say?
It's one of those things that really do help us to build up our immunity. And I think, you know, we have a reason as a Black community to be skeptical. We do understand it in the past. We have been used as guinea pigs. However, I do think, you know, there are so many other elements of vaccinations that we've, you know, had to do that are really for the benefit of humanity to make sure that as we go forward, that our kids don't get, you know, don't have to deal with something worse than what we're dealing with today. If we can have some sense of control over this by being vaccinated, let's do so. You know, there are vaccinations for meningitis, and today meningitis is not an issue for us. Polio was one of the most deadliest diseases that was going on at a particular time in our lifetime. But you see that you don't deal with polio today. Why? Because the vaccinations helped to eliminate it from being a threat to us. And so the hope is that we can get this COVID vaccination and COVID will no longer be a threat to us as a civilization.
All right. What a PSA. What a PSA. All right. Thank you. Lady Tamika. Did you get vaccinated?
No, ma'am. I have not. I have chosen to decline getting vaccinated. Of course, each time that, you know, we as individuals are asked, it is our own personal decision. You know, I don't dispute anyone
Absolutely.
Who has, you know,
mm-hmm.
But I personally have chosen not to.
Oh, okay. So if they were... if they were offering 500 hot ones, what would you say? And not implying that you could be bought. That's not what I'm saying. Come on. Work with me here. Not saying
I
go for the money.
I do get that. And it does make my eyes glisten a little. You know, $500. But I have to be honest, no ma'am. That does not change it. You know, I mean, my eyes might glisten, my hair might, you know, extend a little bit, but I have to be honest, it's still not going to make me change my mind.
Okay. Thank you. Pastor Kim, did you have any physical, experience once you did have the vaccination?
The first day I was fine. I had the first shot, I didn't have anything from that one. But the second one, my arm was really, really sore. And I felt a little tired. And I think I might have had a little slight headache, but that was it.
Okay. And funny enough, which one did you take?
I had the Pfizer.
Okay. You're the second person that's told me that exact same experience. Same way with Elton and I, Tisha, the same way. And again, you know, everybody's going to have their own experience based on, you know, their own physical condition. But the same exact experiences, both of you, I've heard from someone else. So thank you so much for sharing. And like I said, I wanted to have that conversation anyway. And, you know, we kind of touched on it early when it was starting to talk about it, but never, you know, now that people were starting to get the vaccination. So, okay, well, thank you, ladies. Thank you so much. Okay, come on. Let's go with the mama who lied and told her child she was dying so she could get some money. What is that? Elder Natisha, what is that?
Mental illness.
Straight up mental illness.
I think, you know, for a woman to inflict that type of mental anguish on her child, definitely something is wrong with you in your mind. And if I'm not mistaken, there is a, like the term for it, Munchausers or something like that, where people, for the purpose of attention or for personal gain, will, you know, make it seem as though their children are in danger or sick or dealing with a fatal illness and things of that nature, because they like the attention that they get as a result to it and all of the money and benefits.
Now, she managed to raise $4,000. Now, I mean, last I checked, that wasn't a whole lot of money in comparison. You know, if you managed to raise maybe, you know, half a mil or something like that, you know, I'm not saying it would be right, but I'm just saying, I mean, come on. You got four measly $1,000. Really? Oh my God!
Yeah,
I tell you.
Yeah, and meanwhile, your daughter is going to have to live with, you know what I mean? She's going to have to live with it and undo all of the psychiatric trauma that you put her through.
Right. And they need to definitely take her from that mother. Goodness gracious, they definitely need to remove her. Oh, Lady Tamika. You know, what's your thought? We all know that she's mentally ill, but what's your thought?
Just, I don't get it about, okay, so you have this child thinking that something is wrong with them. 9 times out of 10, when you have that mentality that, okay, something is wrong with me, you don't adapt to other children different ways, and, you know, you won't go outside and play like normal children. Because, I'm looking at the child, you know, like, what was that child's world like, you know, you thinking that something is wrong. So, and the mind is an amazing thing. You can train yourself to react, you know, if you think you're sick, then you start to feel sick. And so, you know, all of the years that this child has programmed herself to believe that she's sick, when in actuality she's perfectly fine. And, you know, what medications, you know, if I'm sick, then 9 times out of 10, I adapt well to you giving me medications. What is it that this child has had to endure? And now you have to teach that child to live normally because there's nothing wrong with her.
Oh, goodness gracious. Ooh, I tell you. Something to think about. Pastor Kim, what is going on? You deal with the children, you know, on a regular basis, you know, and one of your children, you know, you've been told that, you know, this child has had, you know, has this illness, and then come to find out the mother was lying. You know, of course, you know, you might be treating a child, you know, a little special, in the school, you know, because of that. And then you find out that all of this stuff was fake.
You know, I think that's a bad reflection on a parent. You know, who does that? You know, you lie on your child. You know, you lie. I mean, we are so blessed to have healthy, you know, blessed
children.
You know, and anytime you are blessed to have a child that does not have any imperfections or any diseases or sicknesses or whatnot, you know, we're so blessed. You know, every parent's desire is to have a healthy child, you know, that the child will come out with no infirmities or no any birth defects or things of that nature. And to sit there and to lie, you know, why? I mean, who does that? I mean, is it worth it? You know, it's like bringing a curse on your child, you know, even speaking something negative or something that's not true against your child. You know, it's just a sad time that we're living in. It's no way that I could, my mind would even fathom to even do something like that. That's cruel.
Really cruel. Very cruel. It is. It really, really is. And you ladies have definitely indulged me today. You know, I'm going to be honest. I'm actually, I don't want to say enjoying necessarily, but I feel like the Spirit of the Lord is really pushing me for us to do more conversing about the reality of this world. You know, what this world is going through, and coming from those of us who serve the Lord, who have our lives hidden in Him. You know, again, you know, we're not as vocal enough. You know, we're not as vocal as we need to be, and it could simply be we don't have platforms. You know, especially now. Excuse me. You know, everybody and their mama got a podcast and all of this kind of stuff, and all kind of things are being spoken of. God's people are not being heard as much. So, you know, it's really pushing me. I'm being pushed and nudged and pushed and nudged to have more of these conversations, so that people of God and people who are not believers can really hear the way, you know, things should go, you know, when it comes to the people of God and what we think and what we feel. And we're not perfect, but definitely can give some, and offer this world something larger than, you know, what the rest of this world is offering. So I thank you so much. Thank you so much, ladies. So that kind of walks us into, and we have a little bit of time. We haven't had our techie talk yet, but it gives us an opportunity and a segue into the ways for Christian women to live intentionally. And I thought this was really, really a good one based on our conversations over the past couple of days. And we're talking about intentionally walking in the Spirit. And the scripture that's given is, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:25. Let's get this party started. Elder Natisha.
You know, that's been a that text, that particular scripture, really has been a scripture that jolted me into being conscious of what it means to live in the Spirit, right? Because I think it's one thing for us to make a confession. It's one thing for us to have a thought process, but it's a whole nother thing to walk it out. And walking it out means that, you know, what it looks like in our private decisions. And oftentimes we think, right, that it's pretty much about how we display ourselves outside. But if I'm honest, for me, walking in the Spirit, being in the Spirit, being conscious of the Spirit, it has everything to do with my private decisions. It's the things that I make a decision on when nobody is looking, when no one can see me, when my flesh is really pushed me to go in another direction, when I know my will can be executed in a particular thing, but I bring it under subjection to the will of God being led by the Spirit. So, you know, this definitely is one of those scriptures that brought me into consciousness and awareness, that if I say that I am a woman of God walking in, living by the Spirit, then let me walk by it. Let my talk match my steps. Let my talk match my actions.
All right, all right. A nice introduction to intentionally. Intentional. Mm-hmm. These are intentional things that we should be doing. And Lady Tamika, we have intentionally walking in the spirit, a conscious decision to do so.
Elder Nautisha is so right in that it's when nobody's looking. For instance, you know, when you're in a situation where you're the only one that's there at that moment, yeah, you can handle it a certain way, but to intentionally strive to be right and to do it right, you could sidestep, you could shortcut, you could go around, you could, you know, find another way, you know, or you can even, you know, spaz out, you know, because nobody's going to know about it except for you and that individual. But to intentionally, you know, get yourself, your mind, your body under subjection in the spirit, you know, is crucial to intentionally living that way, not just because, oh, well, nobody will see it. The truth of the matter is, at all times, day, night, evening, whatever time it may be, you put your physical body under subjection so that you can intentionally live in the spirit.
All right, all right. Pastor Kim, intentionally Christian women, as a Christian woman, intentionally walking in the spirit. What does that mean to you?
Intentionally means that I'm doing it on purpose. You know, I'm walking in the spirit on purpose. And as Christian women, that's what we should do. You know, we should walk in the spirit so that we do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You know, it should be an intention that every day, you know, that I am being spirit-led of the Lord. You know, I'm trusting and relying totally on the Holy Spirit in everything that I say and do. You know, and yes, that should be our intention, you know, that we want to be the best God-fearing women that we could be. We want to be all that God is calling us to be, especially in these last and evil days. So that should be an intent that we have each and every single day, especially when we're called, where we're called to be Christians, because the enemy is an accuser of the brethren, and he's always looking for something to say that we are not walking circumspect or worthy of a call as Christians. You know, look at them. Mm-hmm. She says she's a Christian, but I heard her cussing Sister Blue Blue out. You know, so, you know, when we get out of the spirit, we're in the flesh. So we should, again, intentionally always be in the spirit, because when we're in the spirit, we react in the spirit. You know, when we allow ourselves to tap out of the spirit and get into the flesh, we begin to do fleshly things. You know, when we begin to not hang around Christian people unintentionally, sometimes you can find yourself doing some things unintentionally because you because of who you are around, what you let go into your ear gate, what you let go into your eye gate. But again, when you are led of the Spirit of God, God will tell you, don't watch that. Don't listen to that, you know, because once you allow certain things to get into your spirit, you will begin to start reacting on it. If I start listening to 97.9, I'm going to start bobbing my head, and I'm going to start, you know, reminiscing on those times when I was partying and drinking. And, you know, now I'm regressing back to those old ways. If I start watching ungodly things and they're cussing and acting like the world, then the next thing you know, people are going to be like, dog, she changed. You know, something is going on with Pastor Kim, you know. But that's why when you have been transformed and you become a new creature in Christ, then you should show fruits of being a new creature and fruits of some positivity and some Christianity.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, ladies, we are going to just divert a little bit for a quick moment so we can say good morning to Dwayne. Well, good morning, Dwayne. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, ladies. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Fine, thank you.
Good morning.
What you got for us
today?
Well,
I got two things for you all today. Just last night I was remoting onto a customer's computer and they were having problems with several apps not functioning properly. So here's the thing. There's a feature on your computer where you can go into the add remove programs on Windows 10. I think it's called program and features. That's what it's called. And then you can actually do one of two things. You can uninstall the application, but if you do that, you have to make sure that you have the installation version of the application. Case in point, Microsoft Office. You have to have the entire installation file, or maybe it's on a CD, or maybe it's on a jump drive in order to reinstall it. So anything that you uninstall, you need to make sure that you have the installation file to reinstall it back onto your computer or device. Another thing that you can do is another feature called to repair. You can actually don't have to uninstall the application, but you can actually repair the application. It may take several minutes for it to go through its process because there might be a file or two that might be missing that's corrupting the application for it not to function properly. So doing a repair will actually repair the installation. And then you have to restart the computer back up and see if it works. The other thing that I have for you today, it's an app. You know, they have an app for everything, an app for every single thing. This was a very interesting app that I read an article on. It's called The Shine. That's S-H-I-N-E, The Shine. It's an app for Android devices as well as for iOS devices, for Apple devices. And what this app does, we focus on the spiritual realm and touching base with God and getting, spiritually fed and, praying and staying in prayer. But every so often, sometimes you need professional help. And what this particular app does, and it was made from two people of color, two women of color, actually, Mariah Liddy and Naomi Hirakabashi. I might be butchering her last name at this point. But there's actually an app that helps you with daily meditations and for past trauma. Now, there's a lot of professional people on this app that will help you, make it through the day sometimes. Sometimes you need that special motivation, or you need that special care, or you need some motivational words to keep you going and everything like that. So, again, this is a supplement to what we're supposed to be doing as Christians, to help you along. Sometimes it's you need that. You need professional help for past traumas and issues and red flags. And sometimes your boss might be getting to you, and you just want to read or hear some things that'll motivate you to get back in that office after lunch and not quit.
Absolutely.
It's called The Shine. I did post it on the Coach for Christian Life Facebook page. And if any of you need anything from me, just give me a call. My name is Dwayne, D-W-A-Y-N-E, and my number is 646-361-4698, 646-361-4698.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dwayne. We appreciate that techie information. Have a blessed one.
Thank you so much, sis. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. God bless. All right. We've taken a look at. Like he said, I didn't have to talk a whole lot of people off the fence of quitting their job. How you gonna pay your rent? You may need to think about that thing. So just in case, you have your pastor or, that person who's busy and that they may come in, may be able to give you a little bit of, wake up. So, look how blessed we are. We get all that information for free, for free. So it's funny that Dwayne mentioned prayer, because our next area of intentional living is being intentional in prayer. You know, pray without ceasing, the Bible tells us. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Come on, Lady Tamika, where are we going?
Yeah. prayer is definitely our communication with the Father. And the other thing is prayer will keep you in tune. When you're at moments where you're pressured to react a certain way, you know, we all go through things that agitate us, that cause us to be at ease or not at ease. And, you know, when you think about it just in the physical realm, you want to react a certain way. But it's your prayer life that keeps you from acting out on the things that you feel. And it will keep you in tune and in line to keep you from losing it. It is the glue that keeps us together.
All right. Pastor Kim, you know, we have to be intentional in prayer.
Absolutely. You were saying, you know, from 1 Thessalonians, you know, we have to pray without ceasing. And it has to be an intentional thing that we do. The first thing that we do when we wake up in the morning, you know, we should be praying and in communion with God, you know, thanking him for, you know, allowing us to inhale and exhale and allowing us to see another day, you know, because we're so thankful. I mean, we should be so thankful when we T-H-I-N-K, we should T-H-A-N-K, you know, and when we have a heart of thanksgiving, you know, this is our way of communicating with God, you know, by praying and talking to him on a day-to-day basis. And as Christians, this is this should be part of our Christianity. You know, how can we say that we love God? How can we say that we have a relationship with him and we don't even talk to him, you know, in any relationship, you know, to have a healthy relationship, you have to communicate, you know. So in our communicating with God intentionally, it helps us to stay rooted in the spirit.
All right. Elder Natisha, Christian women should be intentional in prayer.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we've talked about this a number of times with,
mm-hmm.
you know, being able to determine, you know, how we're moving forward, determining, you know, what God's will is for our life, determining our purpose in this life. All of that comes through communication, and it's set time, right? Because there is the pray without ceasing, and, you know, where we are conscious of God in our everyday, daily action and functionality of our life. But then there's also that set aside time where we just quiet out the world so that we can sit at the feet of our Father and we can be built up again. And I think every woman, every person, but specifically we're talking, you know, about women, every woman deserves the opportunity to shut out the opinions of this world, to shut out the opinions of others, constantly vying for your self-esteem, vying for your strength, telling you who you should be and how you should do it. We have to have moments and opportunities where we shut all of that out and we can sit at the feet of the Father and we can hear truth about ourselves. We can realign ourselves. We can become centered in ourselves so that we can walk in confidence. We can walk in self-esteem. We can walk with a knowledge of who we are and who we are to be to our family, who we're supposed to be in our communities, who we're supposed to be at our workplaces, who we're supposed to be as wives, and who we are supposed to be as mothers. Like, our plates are full. And God says that we don't have to carry
We don't have to carry those things by ourselves. He is a heavy load sharer. He will share in the burden with us if we bring to, if we come to him saying, Father, these are the gifts you've given to me. These are the things that you've placed upon me. And then we're pastors and we're leaders and we're ministers and we're counselors and we're mentors, right? Like we're doing a number of things. We need God. We need to hear his voice. We need to help him to hear him quiet down even the internal chatter that takes place within us. We've talked about the fact that as women, we often fight battles internally and mentally. Who can help us in those places except our Father who knows us? And so, you know, that's why prayer is essential to us as Christians, in order for us to balance all of the things that God has placed on us. It is necessity to sit at his feet and to allow him to teach us how to do it all.
All right, all right. Elder Natisha, I need you to go back to wherever you were or do whatever you were doing. We missed a couple of your words. So we don't want to miss anything you ladies have to say. Here's what I was getting as you ladies were speaking and so eloquently delivering that intention, you know, intentional prayer, be intentional in prayer, I should say. How many times have we been told? I pray every day. I give God no. Let me rephrase that. I give God thanks every day. Once I put my foot on my foot on the ground, my foot on the floor, you know, I give God thanks. I tell God thank you, you know, for waking me up today. And that is the extent of their prayer. Now, in all that you have said, I get it. I get it. I heard everything you say. However, you're standing at the bus stop and somebody says, hey, you know, I give God thanks. I spend time with God every day. That's the first thing I do. I wake up and put my feet on the floor, and I give God thanks. And, you know, I've said my prayer. I've had people say this to me. You have 30 seconds to tell this woman that there's a little more to prayer. We need to spend, and you've said it. You've said it here. But you got 30 seconds at the bus stop. What do you say, Elder Lady Tamika?
Okay. My dear, I appreciate the fact that, you know, you thank the Lord, but there's more to life, you know. You need to spend time. You know, there's no friendship that I know alive on the face of this earth that you're not spending quality time. You know, it's not one of those 2 minutes you get off, you roll over on the bed, you know, if you look at the time, you done spent 2 minutes, you know, just saying thank you. You ain't heard nothing that he had to say for you for today. You've not gotten your mind, your body prepared. And it's not just all about you. There are people that you encounter on a day. And when you say, Lord, you know, when you get into that conversation, you're not just aligning your day. You're aligning anyone else that you come in contact with. And so the 2 minutes that you're having saying thank you is certainly not enough. You need to get in tune with the Lord so that he can align your day. You know, the funniest thing that I've often said is you want to tell God about your day, you give him your plan and watch him laugh because he will rearrange your day according to what he needs for you to do. And so ultimately you'll end up doing what he's assigned for you to do anyway. However, get yourself aligned so that you're prepared for whatever the task is for the day.
All right, that bus just pulled off, girl. Bus just pulled off. All right, all right. So that's what you're going to get after 30 seconds. I'm looking at this clock, and the bus is pulling off. You only got 30 seconds to get this message across, and you've heard her say, and she means this thing. You know, I get up, I give God thanks every day. You know, that's my prayer. Pastor Kim, 30 seconds. What you got? Did we lose Pastor Kim? Pastor Kim, you're not talking to the mute button, are you? Girl, that bus getting ready to pull off and you ain't said a thing. Okay. Pastor Kim is tying her shoe at the bus stop. She can't talk it. She can't talk right now. All right.
I'm
gonna tell you. Oh, you okay. There you finished tying your shoe. The bus then pulled off, Kim. Oh my goodness.
No, I was dropping off my grandson and his teacher came to the car. I'm sorry.
All right. That. As soon as you start your 30 seconds, the first word is going to start the 30 seconds. Go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
you want us to come back to you?
I'm sorry, sweetie.
We're going to come back to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll be ready
Elder
for you. I'll be ready.
All
okay,
right. Okay, no tie, no shoes. Elder Natisha, ready, go.
I love that you give God praise every day, but there's more that God wants to say to you.
Oh. Okay, so you see me. All right. Fair enough. All right. So you got some extra seconds, but she's just standing there looking at you. So, okay. Very good.
Okay, so it's a dialogue. Like, this is what I want to teach her. It's a dialogue, right? You said something to me.
Mm-hmm.
I said something to you. You
mm-hmm.
said something to me. This is what has to happen between you and God. It's a dialogue. So if you've only gave God praise without giving him an opportunity to respond back, you've cut off the dialogue.
And how? Oh, yeah, I got the point. I definitely get it. Good point. All right. Pastor Kim, you ready?
Yes.
Okie dokie now. Go.
Okay, so I'm supposed to just random say something?
Yes, this is what you heard her say. Okay, so here's what you heard. You're at the bus stop, and you heard, you know, a woman say, you know, I give God thanks, you know, every day. I take time in prayer. Every morning when I get up, when I put my feet on that floor, I give God thanks, and I say thank you, and I pray every day, just like that. What do you say? You got 30 seconds before this bus pulls off. What do you say?
Child, I know that's right. God is good. He is great and greatly to be praised. And I'm with you, sister. We serve a mighty good God. Millions didn't make it, but we're one of the ones who did. Hallelujah.
All righty. Okay. We still got a couple of seconds, so it's okay. Okay. So you have a nice dialogue. This is what you didn't left these people with. This is what you left people with the intentional, you know, the intention in prayer. And it's so important that they hear this, because a lot of people really feel as though this is all they have to do. And like Elder Natisha said, it's a dialogue, you know. Praising God is good, but we need to do a little bit more than just give God that thanks when, you know, we put our feet on the floor. And I can't tell you how many countless times I've heard that one. So, I mean, that sounds kind of crazy, but you get my point. All right, we got time for one more. We're talking about Christian women intentional about preaching the gospel. And this is your closing today. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. Come on, Pastor Kim, how are we getting this started? What's your closing today? Intentional about preaching the gospel.
Amen. Many are called, but few are chosen. And when we have been chosen of God, Like he told us, if we be ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of us. And if we are called, we should understand that the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. God is looking for the ones that will say yes, the ones that will go out into the highways and byways to compel the people to come in while the blood is yet running warm in their veins, because we are truly in our last and evil days. Time is of the essence. And this is our time to be about our Father's business and go out and encourage. Every chance that we get, we should be asking somebody, have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? According to Romans 10:9, you could be saved today.
All righty. All right. Come on, Elder Natisha. You know, Christian women have to be intentional about preaching the Word of God.
Yeah, every experience that you've gone through as a woman of God has been for the purpose of sharing it with another. In fact, I equate them. I do a seminar called Emerge as a Pearl. I feel like every experience that you've had really is the pearl that you're able to pass on to another. And so, you know, don't get caught up on the word preach. The word preach literally just means to proclaim with passion. And so when you've experienced something in your life, there isn't a problem or there shouldn't be a problem with you with passion proclaiming to someone else about the love of God, the delivering power of God, the healing of God. If you've in fact encountered God in your life, then open up your mouth and tell someone about it. It is the pearl that you get to pass on and leave in this world. It is part of your legacy. So proclaim with intention, without fear, without doubt, the truth of who God has been to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Lady Tamika, you have the final word today. Intentional.
All right.
About preaching the gospel. What's your closing?
All right. So I'm going to play with the word preach as well. In the frame of preach, reach, R-E-A-C-H, the people. So you're going to reach the people. And so, you know, a lot of times people have this, oh, well, I'm going to call the pastor, and the pastor's going to handle this, and the pastor's going to handle that. But God is calling. We're in a day and time when the preacher can't be everywhere. And so you have to reach the people through that's within you. I do want to chime in with that Elder Natisha did say, you know, all of the things that you have gone through, even some of the roughest times, those are the times when God utilizes you through ministry. I know me personally, you know, I have had some deaths in my family, and I find that the Lord has strengthened me through death to minister to other individuals. And so use those things that God has given you, those struggles that you have gone through, to minister to other people, because you are a preacher within yourself. You may not have the title. However, there are times when God is demanding for you to speak up and for you to respond and for you to do what he is calling to you for you to do. Don't stand in it. Don't shirk back. The reason why there's so much of an adamant and a push is because he's pushing you to a bigger place than where you are today. And if you just allow him to work through you, then the ministry will come out and be abound.
Amen, amen. Thank you, ladies, for your blessing today. And we're going to continue this conversation next week, God spares, because there's a few more ways that we can be intentional in our living for God. So you have a blessed day, and thank you for blessing us.
Amen, you
amen.
Too.
You as well.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you. All right. So we have reached the point in our Wow Wednesday where we have our Faith Over Fear segment. And let's say good morning to Pastor Charlene.
Good morning, Pastor Steph. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank
good,
you.
Good, good. Thank you. I'm thanking God you're well. So we're talking about Christian women intentionally doing things and living for God. And, you know, we all know, you know, that there are many, many women who have been called to live and to preach and to teach and to do many things for the Lord. And they won't move because of fear. The fear of maybe, you know, they're not eloquent in speaking, for fear that, you know, they don't like crowds and, you know, many fears. What do you say to them today? What's our faith over fear segment when you do not intentionally live for God because of fear?
Well, I would say that you would have to pray and ask God to give you the strength and to walk with you and be want to may have a made-up mind, amen, that you want to live for God, you want to do what God has called you to do. So you have to just continue to press your way no matter how you feel, no matter of what you're going through, no matter what you're scared of. You have to walk by faith, you know, and not by sight, and know that God has you, you know, because he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. He told us in his word that, you know, that we are his own, and he equips us with everything that we need, because I know in my own time, you know, that I've had that problem, you know, where that I didn't believe in myself and I wasn't worthy of it, you know, and because of my past. And a lot of times it goes with what we think about ourselves is what blocks us, you know. So we got to continue to press forward in the faith, because if God calls you, you know, he had not only he equipped you, but he made a way for the door to open, or whatever door that you scared to walk in. So my thing is just to walk in the darkness, because that's what you want to feel like, is walking in darkness, and know that you will be the light that will so shine and so bright. And once you come through it, you know that God has you, because you'll say, I was fearful of that, you know, but God had made a way for me to be able to do it, you know, and just ask him to give you the words of, you know, if you're preaching, or give you not only the people to surround you that's going to pray for you, that's going to help you in that fear of you have. But we know that God don't give us the spirit of fear. He gives us power, love, and a sound mind. So we have to be able to continue to pull out some scriptures on fear and be able to talk back to the enemy. Because the enemy going to talk in your mind. He going to tell you what you can't do. He going to tell you that, you know, God didn't call you to do that. He's going to tell you all these negative things. But you speak to that. You stand in front of him and say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You know, we are joined together. Me and God, he walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I am his own. You know, and you got to continue just to press forward and know that whatever that God called you for, you know, you can do it. It don't matter how, whatever it is, you know, because us as women, a lot of times, you know, you want to be in a place where that there's a lot of men preachers, and they're going to make you feel that you shouldn't be here. And they might just tell you that you shouldn't be here, you know, but you can stand, because he put his spirit down on all of us to give the word and to be able to witness to others. So you just continue to press forward and conquer your fear. Stand up to whatever it is, make a list of them. And then where you go on, like one of mine is like scared of heights. And I told my husband, I said, you know what, I want to go rock climbing, because I want to get over that fear. I want to get over that fear, being uncomfortable, because you're putting yourself in the box, and you won't be able to stretch out in God, and he has so much, because we can't put him in the box. And so we are in the image of him. He has work for us to do. So pull down the walls around you and continue just to walk through them. Amen. Just like they walked around Jericho walls, you walk around whatever your wall is, and you keep on going, and you call on Jesus' name, and watch the walls fall around you. I am a witness to that. That's why I'm still standing, because even through my fear, you know, I knew the faith that God had in me, and I had to get in myself
and I put myself around people, and I still thank God for the in due time with Pastor Steph through that they continue, that we pray for each other, and they continue to pray for me, and where I'm able to conquer whatever we're going through. So surround yourself with good people. And another way that you will conquer your fear, continue to listen to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, because we always got a word for you. God bless you.
Nice plug, Pastor Charlotte. Nice plug. Thank you so much for our Faith Over Fear segment today. We give God thanks for you and have a blessed day.
You do the same.
Thank you. Oh, we caught it before that cough came. Amen. Amen. Ah, we've got a word today, like every other day. We are powerful words today. And we've come to the point where we hold hands and hold hearts and go before the Lord together. Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and as always, can't say a thing to you, can't ask you for anything, can't talk to you about anything before we say thank you. Thank you because you have intentionally loved us. Thank you because you have intentionally given, even when we haven't deserved it. Thank you for intentionally waking us up today so that we could minister to your people, so that we can be ministered to. Thank you so much for just seeing so far down that you would know what we would need and you would bless us with it despite it all. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up this broadcast to you right now, dear Heavenly Father. We're thanking you for giving it to us, and we're going to hand it back to you, God, so that you can continue to bless it, dear God. You have been so gracious to us that you have given us an opportunity to just extend ourselves. You've stretched us, things that people never thought that they would be doing. You know, 2 years ago, you wouldn't have even had thought that you would be doing this on a regular basis. But because of who you are, you have allowed us to see that we are more than conquerors. As Pastor Charlene just got finished saying, you know, we've all stepped out of something, you know, where we can now stand and say it was by the grace of God and the courage that he's given, that I no longer walk in fear. And for those of us, dear Heavenly Father, who still have some residual fears and just a leeriness about us, God, we ask you, God, to erase it. Erase it. Let us read your word and receive something different today. Just let the word speak the way they've never spoken before. Because this broadcast has just gotten finished ministering into that fear. We're just grateful, God, because we had that opportunity today. We didn't think you would do half of what you've already done, and the day hasn't even gotten started. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for even putting this broadcast first thing in the morning. Whether we're driving to work, whether we're dropping the kids off to school, whether we're eating breakfast, whether we're getting ready for work, or whether we're just walking around and maybe cleaning and tidying up, but whatever we're doing, or if we're intentionally sitting still to listen, we thank you because this has blessed our day for a whole year. We've been able to take what we've received, and we've been able to utilize it for the day. Because we have no idea what we're going to see. We have no idea what we're going to experience. We have no idea what we're going to feel. We have no idea what we're going to think. We have no idea what someone else is going to do. We are not prepared for the day if we don't start it with you. And for those who say, I get up every day and I pray and I give God thanks. That's my prayer. I give God thanks that he woke me up today. He allowed me to put my feet on the floor. Lord, as the words have been spoken today, we ask that you give us the words to say that would help them understand that it is the time spent not just speaking, but hearing. Because it's a two-way street. That thing called prayer has an entrance and an exit. It has two doors. Whatever door swings one way, the other door swings the opposite way. Because we need to also listen for you during that time. And we're thankful for even giving an opportunity for us to pray together every day, as often as we can during the week. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for just blessing our day that we're here till Wednesday. It's already Wednesday, and you have just ushered us straight through till today. And we pray, God, that you intentionally bless us for the rest of the week, that we would be able to minister to people in a manner that we didn't even think. We would be able to minister to people, period. But we didn't think we even had it in us. So we say thank you for all your blessings. Thank you, God, that the numbers in the COVID area are dropping. Thank you, God, that we can now begin some sense of normalcy. And we're going to ask you, God, to cover us. Cover us away from all and against all the people who are not safe and who just don't care. They don't think about others, but they think about themselves first. So we're asking you, God, to just shield us and protect us and keep us away from that COVID-19. Because everyone does not have the same experience. And God, we pray for those who are getting vaccinated, that they would be covered completely, that whatever experiences they have after taking the vaccination, God, that you would just cover their body and ease any trepidation in any response in the body. Thank you so much for even giving us an opportunity at this. And we will not fail to give you the glory and the honor, so rightly do your name. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Oh, I love midweek service. You know, when I speak to Pastor Charlotte, she always says, you know, service was good. It was called the service. And it really feels like that midweek. And how strategic is God that he would know that we need that midweek? Gives us that peak. That every day is a high note here on His Due Time with Pastor Steph, but Wednesdays is that real threshold. You know, we kind of got to get that lift to get us through the rest of the week because, you know, some of us, by the time Wednesday comes, we're just all jacked up, all messed up. But look at God, who never fails to do what needs to be done in our lives. Thank you so much, God. We talked about intentional living for God, you know, and I have to say, you know, you don't think about it that way when you're in the mode of just serving God. You don't think of it as intentional, but when the time comes, it's really something that you got to acknowledge that it is intentional. That we can't go about this thing any old kind of way. It ain't going to work. It is not going to work. Trust me when I tell you, it is not going to work. You cannot just wake up and just let the day go the way, you know, and throw a caution to the wind. It's not going to work like that. You have to intentionally live for God. Those things that we do have to be intentional. You've got to make time. you know, when you think about it and you say, well, you know what, I meant to do that today. You know, I've seen people set alarms. I've seen people write it down and put it on a post-it. I've seen people do all kind of things to ensure that they do certain things. And shame on us if we're not doing that to ensure that God gets the glory out of our life each day, that God is getting everything that he is due each day. We're talking about intentionally walking in the Spirit. And if ain't nothing else intentional, oh, yeah, if that needs to be intentional, because the flesh will definitely take you into its own direction. Before you know it, you'll be doing things. You're like, well, what was that? Oh, okay. No matter how it comes to where it comes to, if you don't pay attention, oh, yeah, it will definitely hit you like a ton of bricks. Be on guard. You have to be on guard. Because when we, you know, just when you blink and you turn your head, you're like, dang, how we get there? How did I get all the way there? How did I get all the way there? I'm going to have to make sure I stay on guard. Because the flesh will definitely overtake you before you even realize it. You know, one of the ladies mentioned whether it's cussing or, you know, or just doing something that is irresponsible or, you know, how many times have you just went on some spending spree and said, you know, had to say to yourself, well, what, now I gotta fix the money. Because something was going on with you. Or better yet, how about when we overeat? For those of us who are emotional eaters, that's flesh. It's not, you know, like a malicious where you're hurting somebody, but you're hurting your temple. You know, what about the times when you just do things that God would not be happy or pleased with? Those are times of the flesh. So we've definitely got to make sure that we're intentional when we're walking each and every day. That's a job. That's a full-time job. You know, one of the ladies mentioned that, you know, we're mothers and we're preachers and we're teachers and we're, you know, neighbors and we're sisters and we're daughters and we're, you know, all of these things. We got to make sure. You know, like I think it was Elder Natisha, you know, we carry a full plate. We do. And because we carry a full plate, it's kind of easy to slide in that fleshly mode because sometimes you just want to take it off. You don't want to be responsible. You don't want to have to look out for somebody at the end of the day. You know, you're like, well, what about me? You know, for those of us who pastor and for those of us who are mothers and for those like Pastor Kim who take on the grandchildren and, you know, you get to the point, well, what about me? For those of us who are wearing multiple hats and you're not even a parent, but you're wearing multiple, what about me? So a lot of times it'll kind of put us in a mode where we just spontaneously do something. And it ain't got nothing to do with God. And at the end of the day, we're going to have to backtrack and fix that thing. Taking a trip we didn't really need to take because we needed to get away. That's fleshly. No, you ain't killed nobody. No, we ain't claiming that you didn't did something like that. But we're not intentionally walking in the Spirit. So we're going to have to make sure that when we get up every day and we start this day. See, this is why you can't get up and just thank God for just putting your feet on the floor and let your limbs be moving. And then you realize you got to talk to God about this thing. God, listen, I don't know what's going to go on today, but I need you to be in front of it. I'm sending you out in front of it. So that by the time I get there, you would have already prepared me or it for me. You've already settled the matter before I've even gotten there. Yes, you can ask God that. God, I need you to take care of these people. I used to do payroll, and let me tell you something. I used to come behind them a half hour. They started at 8:30, I started at 9. I had to train them. I do not want to come in before I get a chance to take off my coat. I got to look at you standing and patting your feet at my desk. No, go sit down, because you're not working during that time, and we're paying you to work. We ain't paying for you to pat your feet at Stephanie's desk until she get here. So I used to pray. You know, at one point I started praying on my way to work. You know, God, I need you to settle matters. Please write as many checks. Because let me tell you something. You can't be talking to people about their money. And 9 out of 10 times, it was never me. Not that I'm perfect, but 9 out of 10 times, it was never me. I get what I get. But the viciousness that would come. And finally, at one point, the Lord said, no, you better pray when you get up in the morning. You better pray about that job and let God be over there before you get there. Yeah, because on the way to work was a little too late, because I had people getting to work at 6 o'clock. I was getting up out of my bed, but they were already there at 6 o'clock, and their payroll had hit their account, and they already mad. They don't know why they mad, but they mad because something ain't right. They don't know who they should be mad at, but they know they going to start with me. And now you done upset my whole day. If I got to meet you and you growling and I had nothing to do with it, you'd have messed up my morning. So God had to deal with me, and I had to intentionally pray about that thing. So be intentional in your prayer. Know what you need to talk to God about. Because you know what? It's stuff that ain't got nothing to do with you that you're going to have to face. And as much as you think you may be prepared, let me help you realize. Nah, that ain't always going to happen. So walking in the Spirit has to be intentional. That can't be something we wait until the last minute for. Walking in prayer is something we have to be intentional about. Yeah. And intentionally preaching the gospel is what we have to be intentional about. Because let me tell you something, preaching the gospel is also preaching to yourself. You're not always preaching to just someone else. You're preaching and encouraging yourself. So you then intentionally prayed first thing in the morning. So now you got to help and walk your way through that. How blessed are we to even be able to do it? That we not walk around scratching our heads trying to figure out, well, what do I need to do? God has already introduced himself to us and helped us realize, I'm going to help you. I'm going to show you how to get through this thing. Just focus on me. Just kind of shift your spirit over to my spirit. You decrease so that I can increase in your life, and it will perfect your walk. Make sure you get up every day and you talk to me first. Not only are you speaking to me, but make sure you're listening for what I have to say to you. Because I'm going to give you what you need to preach for that day. Some days are pretty silent, and we're on a receiving mode. But there are days, when we have to have that word, because God is going to have that person at the bus stop. God is going to have that person call you because they're about to jump off the bridge. God is going to have, you know, things happen that you're going to come across that you're going to have to speak to. Reach people, as Lady Tamika said. We got to be prepared. We got to be prepared in many ways. We're preaching the gospel. And a lot of people don't understand, yeah, just because it's not minister so-and-so, elder so-and-so, pastor so-and-so, yeah, it's your job to preach. You don't just get these things from God and you're just going to sit at your desk every day or stand on your post every day or just hold all this stuff. No, we get it so that we can give it and make sure we make it our business to do so, or our living is in vain. And is that what you want God to wake you up for every day? To just look in the mirror and look pretty? Absolutely not. Get up and be prepared to do God's job and live intentionally. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things. Is Pastor Steph signing off, and I want to thank my due time crew for helping me get through these 2 hours. Boy, we got so much done in 2 hours, and I want to thank you for hanging out with us, and I pray that you will receive everything and decide to intentionally live for God. Make sure you choose Jesus as your personal Savior right now if you haven't already done so, because later is not promised to any of us. Until tomorrow, God spares, I love you.